Now, 14-year-old gliding enthusiast has successfully completed his first solo gliding flight. It's a first for the Lincolnshire Gliding Club in its 50-year history. Ethan Scott from Mablethorpe is here. He's the 14-year-old who made that flight. Pat Fowler from the Lincolnshire Gliding Club is here as well. So welcome to you both. So Ethan, how did you get into gliding firstly?
Well, it was a birthday present from my mum for my 14th birthday. And since then, you know, from the flight, I thought, wow, this is amazing. And I just thought, imagine doing this on my own. And I realised, you know, you can go solo at 14. So I just aspired to do that.
It sounds a bit scary to me. Were nerves involved?
Definitely. But once you get up there, you realise, you know, it's the same as every single time. And you just go through the things your instructor's told you, and you fly as you have done for the last, well, year for me.
How many hours do you have to do then before you are able to go solo? Is it how many hours, or is it whether you're up to it or not?
It's whether you're up to it or not, really. You can do it in a short amount of time, or you can do it in a long amount of time. If you can demonstrate that you're capable of going up on your own, then you're good to go, really. You have to show you can act in an emergency situation, and if you prove that you're good enough to do that, then you're good to go, really.
What was it like? And where did you fly above?
I flew over Strubby. It was only a short flight, I think 4 minutes. But the nerves really were apparent, like, just before the flight. But, you know, as soon as you're up there flying around, it just calms down instantly. And, you know, once you've landed, you know, it's a great feeling.
Pat, how unusual is this, then, a 14-year-old having a solo flight?
We've had a 16-year-old go solo in the past, but we've never had anyone in the club's 50-year history at the age of 14 to do that. Obviously, the instructor has to be confident that that Ethan could cope with any eventuality that might arise during the flight. And it is a serious responsibility. It's a safe sport. It's an absolutely fantastic sport. But obviously, you have to be able to cope with whatever may happen on the flight. And for example, when you come into land, it's not like a powered aircraft where you can always put the power on and go around again. Mm. Yeah, you have to come in. So it's a big responsibility for the instructor, but Ethan just did fantastic. I was there, I watched him. His mother was there, which was fantastic for your mother as well. Yeah, he did very well, very, very well.
Is it difficult?
Yes, to an extent. You have to get a feeling of what it's like to fly, and once the muscle memory kicks in,
right.
you have to be able to adapt to different weather conditions, which is always a surprise when you're learning. But once you remember what, you know, a few weeks ago was like, and you think, oh, it's fairly similar, you can adapt that to that, and it's the coordination is what gets you, and the start and the end is the main part which you have to learn, and it's the trickiest.
Because it's a long way to fall, isn't it? Let's be honest. Did that ever cross your mind? Am I competent enough, actually? Because, you know, when it's the first time.
Well, from what I've heard, most aviation, you know, crashes happen because of engine failure. And I, you know, with a glider, there is no engine, so you have that.
So you got an advantage. Is that what you're telling me?
I just tell myself that if I ever got nervous, and you think, you know, I'm safer than the others out there. It doesn't usually cross your mind that you're going to have to bail out or anything. It feels safe. There's, you know, excitement in it, not fear of danger.
How popular is gliding then as a sport? Is Lincolnshire Gliding Club doing well for members?
We're one of the very small, you know, smallest clubs in the country. We only have about 25 members. We have quite a lot of visitors who come to experience a gliding flight, And without exception, I think everyone just thinks that it's fantastic when they've experienced it. Even on just an experienced flight, people are nervous about what they're letting themselves in for. Mm. But once you're up there and you are sort of floats, it's very quiet. You should really come and try it, Nicola.
All right, I'll be there.
You are very welcome to come and have a flight, and we would love you to.
You know that whole superpower thing? You know, if you had a superpower, what would it be? Mine would be flying. Because I just think it must be amazing to soar above everywhere.
It is amazing. And, for example, in the Altork Wood, which is close to Strubby, there are buzzards. And you can find yourself thermaling, going round in the company of a buzzard.
Wow.
And it is quite a special, actually, when in that. Yeah. But the quietness really is the uniqueness of it.
Yeah.
And, of course, when you get lift and you start going upwards, yeah, it's not unusual to get up to 4,000 or 5,000 feet. And last year, some of the club members had 5-hour flights in, with no propulsion at all.
Goodness me.
And they would go cross country. Two of our members did the 50 kilometres cross country during the summer. So people go 100 kilometres, 200 kilometres.
It sounds amazing. Ethan, well done. You must
thank
be really
you.
Thrilled.
Thank you.
And I'm sure you'll be continuing. Thank you both to Ethan Scott and Pat Fowler from the Lincolnshire Gliding Club. Ethan Scott, 14 years old, just completed his first solo glider flight, which is the first in the club's 50-year history.